It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
You are listening to the Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday, and we are live at the Sandy Corley Memorial Run up in Rothbury, Michigan. The Grillin' Guys have moved north to support this great cause and help raise a little bit of money for, actually, it's going to be a lot of money, isn't it, Bob?
That's right. Good morning, everybody. We are the Grillin' Guys, and it is going to be a good event. It has been so far. Going to raise around $100,000. Thanks for joining us. We are sponsored on this show by Biton Insurance Company. They sent us up here to help raise money for cancer.
Yeah, it's a great event. We also welcome our listeners over in Lansing at 7:30 a.m., the game, and 12:40 Lansing's Big Talker, WJIM. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys. We are statewide and smoking up your backyard. We had a good week this week. We had our June installment of the Grillin' Club, which was at Zager's Pool and Spa on the west side of the state. But the Grillin' Club was a good time. We got some people together, and we had some really good grilled food. And one of the guys that helped us put that on is a guy named Chef Jeff Dewey. And I believe he's on the live line right now. Chef Dewey, you out there?
Yeah, I'm out there. How are you guys doing today?
Maybe not.
You there?
Well, in the meantime, speaking of 7:30 in Lansing, WVFN, I was on Mad Dog in the morning yesterday.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I don't think I told you that, but Mad Dog had me on to talk about some grilling tips to all the Lansing folks, and it's always fun to be on the Fan.
Yeah. You know, and it is Father's Day weekend, and as we move through the show today, we've actually got a female chef that's coming on, and she's going to help us with breaking down some technique on the grill for the ladies today, so that, you know, a lot of times we hear from our friends and our fans that grilling is all about the guys and the meat on the grill, but we're going to break that down for you today. I understand we might have Chef Dewey now. Chef Dewey, you out there?
I'm out here. How are you guys doing today?
I think we got a bad connection. Can you say that again, please? Okay. Well, we're up.
I think he might have a cell phone there.
Yeah.
But we are we're up across the road from the J&J Ranch in Rothbury, and I'm just hoping everybody can hear us, because we're suffering from a phone line connection or something here. But this is the 24th annual Sandy Corey Run, and it is just a great event. As I said, the 24th year in a row. Sandy was the owner of Sandy Harley Davidson in Fremont and died of cancer, and his friends all rallied around it and through a fundraiser, and it's been going on ever since. Charlie Fisher from Putt's Bar and Grill in Grand Rapids, one of the sponsors or one of the event coordinators, and Charlie, I came up last night and grilled for Charlie and a bunch of the hands around here, the band people, and we had Fog Hat and a bunch of good Grand Rapids bands up here. Total fun. Well, I'll tell you a few things I cooked a little bit later on that.
Yeah, but you know, the Grilling Club was Wednesday night at Zager's Pool and Spa. You and I were both there, Bob. Actually, I made it for the first time. I missed the first couple due to circumstances, but it is a good time. We've got another installment coming up. We'll cover that in the show. But what I wanted to do was Chef Dewey brought over what I would call a porchetta, if you will. It was stuffed with asparagus and a garlic herbed cream cheese. Break that down for us, Bob.
Yeah, it's Jeff calls it a grilled mini asparagus stuffed porchetta.
Say that three times fast, right?
Uh-huh. It was very cool presentation, for one thing. It's nice to do your grilling tricks and tips, but it's also really cool when you bring something out and people look at it and ooh and ah. And that's what I was doing when he brought it out. I just looked at it and said, oh my gosh, that looks gorgeous. But he basically took a pork shoulder and took the flat end of it and sliced it about quarter inch down like a steak, like a pork steak. And took those quarter-inch slices and took a meat pounder and just pounded them down, pounded the heck out of them, until they were about an eighth of an inch thick. He then took a cream sauce. I'm going to post this on the Girl and Guys website. But he made up a sauce with, it wasn't really a sauce. It was kind of a fluffy cream cheese.
Yeah, it was an herbed cream cheese is what I would think.
Yeah, and scooped that on there, laid the asparagus around it, and then rolled it up, put a skewer into it, and then wrapped the thing tightly in bacon and grilled it. And that bacon actually tightened up as he grilled it and kind of held it together nicely. Wasn't it great?
It was fantastic. And a couple tips that were there is hammering that pork out to thin does two things. It makes it cook more even, and it makes it cook quicker than that. And the third thing it does is it tenderizes it. And so it's just like a little roll-up, if you will. He put the cream cheese on there with the asparagus, rolled it up, and then wrapped it in bacon. Now, when he cooked it, he smoked it for the first hour on indirect heat.
Yes.
Because what that does is that, like you said, it tightens up that bacon. It starts to get to temperature, and it shrinks, as bacon always does when you cook it, and it tightened up that roll-up. And then about the last 10 minutes, he put it over direct heat to crisp up the bacon a little bit. Yep. But it just gave it a beautiful color.
Gave it some good char.
Right. And then when he took it off, this is important too, he let it rest for about 5 minutes.
Yep.
I can't stress the importance of letting that stuff rest, because it just kind of all solidifies and comes together. And then he sliced it across like you would, again,
a pinwheel steak.
Yeah, like a pinwheel steak, right, just right down vertical. But great presentation. Now, I will tell you, I tried to make this recipe yesterday when I was up with some guys. We did some fishing, and then when I came back in the evening, I tried to whip up some of these. Two things. I did not have a meat hammer, so I couldn't pound the pork thin. And as a result, mine didn't turn out as well as Jeff's. So it's important that that piece in there is, because you want that pork pretty evenly distributed, and mine wasn't.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that the shoulder, pork shoulder, what people call a Boston butt, well, not actually, but it's the piece right above it. Similar meat. It's a lot of connective tissue, very tough. That's what we make pulled pork out of. That's a slow roasting piece typically, but a lot of connective tissue in that. So you could take a jacquard or a meat hammer, either one, and a meat tenderizer, and just pulverize the heck out of that piece, because it will be very tough if you don't do something to affect that.
Yeah, and any of you that don't know what a jacquard is, I always liken that to the bed of nails. You always saw the magician, right? A jacquard is about 45 little metal spikes that you drive down through meat to tenderize it.
Yeah, it looks like a big postage stamp, but instead of stamping it, it puts a bunch of 45 needles through your meat. Blades, actually.
Right.
But yeah, jacquard, a must-have for a true griller. You can pick them up at any supermarket that's got a nice amount of utensils, or kitchen supply stores, bath stores.
Yeah, now Chef Dewey cooked that on a charcoal grill. I had to cook it on a gas grill because that's all we had at the place where I was. And so, again, it was that indirect heat. We were fortunate enough to have two burners. I lit one, got the grill to about 350 on the temperature gauge on the grill, and then the other side was cold, and I set those porchettas on that cold side for the first hour, and it kind of creates an oven effect with the indirect heat.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we're at the Sandy Corley Memorial Run, and there's a million Harleys around us, so it's going to be loud.
Yeah, it sure is. But coming up next, we're going to be talking with Russ Springsteen from Right Brain Brewery up in Traverse City. Traverse City is one of our new affiliates this week. We are now moving a little bit farther north. The Grilling Guys are expanding out in a lot of backyards. So we're going to talk with Russ from Right Brain Brewery. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We're statewide, and we'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.